with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. President Hichilema to deliver a keynote at Mining Indaba 2026 in South Africa. Tasila Lungu appointed as Tonse Alliance National Youth Chairperson. And in international news, U.S. wants Russia and Ukraine to end war by June, says Zelensky.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has announced that President Hakainde Hichilema will deliver a keynote address at the Investing in Africa Mining Indaba 2026, scheduled to take place from 9th to 12th February 2026 in Cape Town, South Africa. The president will be accompanied by Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavoswe and other senior government officials. In a statement, Acting Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Rodney Sikomba said that President Hichilema's participation underscores Zambia's renewed positioning at the center of Africa's evolving mining and investment landscape. Mr. Sikomba said the president's attendance comes at a pivotal moment for Zambia's mining sector as the country continues to advance a comprehensive reform agenda focused on regulatory certainty, transparency, strengthened institutions, and the deployment of game-changing mining technologies to unlock long-term growth. He said President Hichilema is also expected to hold bilateral engagements with mining companies, institutional investors, development partners, and fellow heads of state to strengthen cooperation and attract investment into Zambia's mining sector. The Tonse Alliance has announced that newly approved leadership appointments by the Council of Leaders ahead of the August general election, with former Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Lungu named National Youth Chairperson. Speaking during a media briefing, Alliance Secretary General Chris Zimba also named Professor Danny Pole as National Chairperson, Brenda Nyirenda as Deputy Secretary General Political Affairs, and Gift Kapila as Deputy Secretary General Administration, among others. He said the restructuring is aimed at strengthening Alliance's structures across the country, adding that the appointments were approved by the National Executive Committee in line with the Tonse Alliance Constitution.
The national chairman is Professor Dan Pule. Number two is the position of Deputy Secretary General Politico. This is the Honorable Brenda Nyirenda. Number three, Deputy Secretary General Administration. This is Miss Gifty Kapila, the spokesperson of Tonse Alliance. Dr. Lawrence Mwelwa, National Youth Chairperson for Tonse Alliance. And this is Honorable Tasila Lungu. We have got the initial 20 names of our leaders that have been appointed to different portfolios as chairpersons and vice chairpersons. And as I said, these are the names that were presented to the Council of Leaders this morning. After deliberations, resolutions were made and they have been approved as such.
And Alliance President Brian Mundubile says the Alliance is focused on uniting opposition parties and urged women who make up the majority of the country to join the Alliance.
I want to repeat that the job we have ahead, number one, as Don said, is to unite the opposition. We have a huge task of bringing other opposition political parties together. Unity of purpose is what the Zambians have demanded for, and they're not compromising. We should also work very hard to begin to unite the country. That is the reason why when we look at our motto, we want to speak in all the languages. Here at Tonse Alliance, we want the youth to feel at home. The youth will be the face of Tonse. You've seen in our appointments, we want the youth to take leading roles to ensure that they participate in leadership roles, in charting the way forward for this country.
Meanwhile, Vice President Chifumu Banda has welcomed new members, including Chitrata Movement, whose leaders are former Petaoke Member of Parliament Emmanuel Banda and current Petaoke Council Chairperson Edward Banda, expressing confidence that the alliance will win the 2026 elections.
I am convinced beyond any shadow of doubt that with this grouping here and the enthusiasm shown by all of you, the body language suggests one thing, that come August, we will be in government. Welcome home and feel free to advise as and when you have a piece of advice to give. This is your leadership. Feel free. Let's interact because we are one family.
A one-year-old baby identified as Precious Mutanga has drowned in Muchini Village, Chilanga District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed that the incident occurred on February 6, 2026, around 11 hours in Chilanga District. Mr. Chilavi said police received the report later the same day, around 12:30 hours, from 37-year-old Rhinus Njovu, who reported that her niece had drowned. She said that preliminary investigations indicate that a passerby found the child's body in a water reservoir approximately 50 centimeters deep, which collects water from a hand pump at the residence.
Preliminary investigations indicate that a passerby found the child's body in a water reservoir approximately 50 centimeters deep, which collects water from a hand pump at the residence. The child was found face down in the water. The passerby informed a relative who then reported the incident to the police. Police officers visited the scene and confirmed the report. Investigations have since been launched to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. The body has been deposited at the university's hospital mortuary, where it is awaiting a post-mortem examination.
Chapter One Foundation has commended President Ichilema for not assenting to the CCTV bill as disclosed by the Clerk of the National Assembly in Parliament. In a statement, Chapter One Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala said this was a constitutionally responsible decision that reflected restraint, respect for due process and recognition of the serious rights implications of surveillance legislation. Mr. Kalala said where a law risks overreach, constitutional safeguards must come first and corrective action must be taken before enactment. He has since called on President Ichilema to direct a full human rights-based review of all existing and proposed laws that affect fundamental rights and freedoms.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute of Policy Analysis and Research has called on the Zambia Revenue Authority to move towards a fiscal decentralization of revenue collection. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikova says no individual or business should operate outside the tax net, stressing that everyone engaged in business must be taxed. Mr. Chikova has emphasized the need to decentralize revenue mobilization and collection to improve compliance, particularly among small and medium enterprises. He has advised the Zambia Revenue Authority to work closely with local councils, noting that councils are better placed to identify SMEs operating within their jurisdictions.
There is no individual in this country that must be doing business and is not taxed. And for me, for this to work, we need to devolve to decentralized revenue mobilization, revenue collection. The councils know exactly where the people are doing business. So if we make the councils the agents and then they are able to collect taxes from the MSMEs, they will be more, I think, they will be motivated to collect, knowing that once they've collected, they will get an agent's fee. So fiscal decentralization is still critical.
The top